And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Paige Rogers, who's a student at Boys College, says co-workers at Hine Brothers Coffee found out she attended a Christian school and started asking pointed questions about her views on marriage and sexuality. She answered them honestly, and 2 weeks later, HR fired her by text message. First Liberty Institute has taken on her case, with senior counsel Cliff Martin calling it chilling that an employer can fire someone for voicing a religious belief they were invited to share. Speaking of faith being treated as a liability, Notre Dame Dina Moore University in California has invited Nancy Pelosi to deliver its commencement address. Pelosi, who once went on national television to claim the Catholic Church hasn't clearly condemned abortion, will now represent the values of a Catholic institution. The same woman whose own archbishop barred her from receiving communion over her support for unrestricted abortion. Yeah, but sure, she's the perfect person for the job here. On the cultural front, San Francisco coffee chain Phil's Coffee pulled pride flags from its stores, calling it a move toward consistency. Employees launched a petition demanding they go back up. Meanwhile, the Trump administration has agreed to settle a lawsuit to keep the pride flag flying at the Stonewall National Monument in New York, a reversal from its February order to remove it. And Disney's reboot of Malcolm in the Middle now features a non-binary sibling, complete with a moralizing speech that plays more like a sermon than a sitcom. The show's creator has three kids who all identify as queer. You can't make this stuff up, folks, mainly because Hollywood already did. New York City Mayor Zohran Mamdani has issued an emergency order effectively banning mass public celebrations for America's 250th birthday this July, citing police resources tied to the FIFA World Cup. The planned Times Square celebration now gets downgraded to a ticketed indoor event and a televised ball drop. Happy birthday, America. And in Maine, a father had to sue Falmouth School Department just to get them to follow state law and let students recite the Pledge of Allegiance. The district has since complied. Imagine needing a court order to tell you what the law already requires. And in Minnesota, the Freedom Caucus has announced impeachment hearings for Governor Tim Walz. The resolution accuses Walz of concealing widespread fraud in state-administered programs despite repeated warnings and audits. And Walz, for his part, recently told reporters he'll never again seek elected office. At this rate, the decision might not be entirely up to him. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both can be done at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.